Hi, it's Mr. Milne.
Hello?
Hi, is that Mr. Milne?
Yeah?
Hi, Charlie, it's Michael calling from MMA Legal, sir. The law firm having you with your legal case.
Can you hear that, Jason?
We're the law firm having you with your Scottish visa case.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay, you sent Billy some information earlier and asked for a call after 3 o'clock.
Aye, sorry, I was just because I used to speak to Abin.
Yeah, no problem. My name's Michael Charlie, we're part of the investigation team here.
Right.
You've been moved on from Billy and the team over in customer care. It's our role now to go out and gather the evidence for you. Billy and her team's role is to, you know, collate the initial evidence or the initial information, if you like. And it's my team's turn and role to go out and gather the evidence from, you know, Brighter Social Services. I do have a password on the account as Roberts.
That's right.
Just so, honestly. Just so you know, Charlie, all my calls are recorded for training and marketing purposes. It's my role just to get to know you a little bit better, Charlie. Would you rather be called Charlie or Charles?
Yeah, Charlie's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I put your name here as Charlie. No one has seen the birth name Charles, so that's why
I think I have to say it's just because Charlie's worried about obviously scamming and all that stuff too.
I get that too. It's my role to go out and gather the evidence from social services from, you know, the Warner Street home in Stevenson and Clark House and Largs. But like I said to you earlier, it's more about getting to know you and trying to understand, you know, the trauma that you faced as a child in these care settings, how that has had a lasting effect on you as an adult.
Yeah,
the fighting evidence.
Well, that's what I was saying, you know. I wish you'd have a role like saying mom for some sort of family, and I've been tried a few times, and then this one and that, and then, you know, so obviously, you know, just got a bit of failure for a start. And then there is other things that I would get justice now because of the, obviously what happened in the court situation. Yeah. When it came to my mum and stepdad. So I think the thing with that was, you know, that obviously is no clue that you could appeal or anything like that at that age or anything. But yeah, just feel there was no justice at all for what I went through. And that's made quite a thing of effect. I think even with confidence levels, you know, that is good. It's affected you. And then you take with your dad, and this is a thing that you tell me, one of my friends at Street Park House, and it was then things like, you know, you did actually used to try and, you know, you take your privileges off you. I used to go and visit my dad on that weekend, and there was things like, oh, you can't get this because, like, you know, you go to school for a day or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so things like that, but then you just feel that I think that's the main thing for me. Definitely, when it comes to me, try to set it down, and that's what that puts both up in, you know what I mean? And that is so, I think that's just that. There's a man now at 45, your confidence is not, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what is it? Why are you struggling, or why do you believe you're struggling to connect with that?
But,
you know, trust issues, is that?
I think, it's probably more, I would say maybe trust issues and, sorry, I would maybe say, don't, like, anything, you know what I mean? Down to, you know, can you take it to, a family of some sort? So, they don't sit back and look at bigger pictures or whatever, and then go, well, we've got the life and we can go to the kids, you know, it's not about having kids and, trying to need that for us, you need that for us, you're different like that. So, I think it can be, I've been in, you know, like, family relationships now, but domestic relationships where I'm being that person that's getting beat up in that, because I don't know how to control, or maybe I show my love too much for somebody or something like that, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
So, you know, I've been with abusive relationships, you know, a couple of them, I've been with a nice relationship with them that I didn't appreciate at all or anything like that. You know, my first few kids, and then obviously and my granddad and my sister, yeah, and I didn't know how to connect, you know, because it's like, I'm scared to, you know, connection or connection or something that I need to let them in. Because maybe that's the last bit.
Yeah, okay.
No,
I like that. Have you had any sort of mental health or problems with your mental health, or any sort of like depression or anxiety or?
I have, but I'm more wanting to just deal with that myself. You know what I mean? Never been in case as much as I have, but I mean, you know, I've been through drugs and stuff like that. You know, I've been through that point in my life. You know, and it's like.
You did have an issue with...
Aye, definitely, aye. For a few years, and again, you know, that can, didn't help the situation to the kid.
No,
I mean, I've got them all now, you know, ever since I've got them so better, more like, you know, all my kids come and see me, but it's only now that I appreciate it around the time when they're actually there, like, a partner or an actual family, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. What was the drug you were addicted to?
Valium. Aye, they used to be the bad ones. You can't have the street ones you get. There's no being horrible. But I'm sure that for about 3 or 4 years. You know, it wasn't very good.
Okay. Did you seek any sort of medical help for the medical?
Yeah. I went and got help for that. And it did got help. But what it done it was, you know, one of my good friends actually hung himself in the same room as me. And the back was probably going to like just come up from me.
Okay. Where did you get help? Was that just from friends or did you go to like a...
No, it was called... CGL, it was called Change Grover, it was called.
CGL, and that, is that in Bonnybridge or?
Falkirk.
26. Let me Google that, because I'll write to them and gather that evidence for
you. Aye. I mean, because I've got loads of letters and all that, I'm sure, for stuff like that. But then, if you're doing this stuff, you know what I mean? I'd much rather read it than Ken, because I'd probably read stuff in a black one, no.
Okay. So it's a change for all this, is it?
Aye, change for all this in Falkirk. I think it's in the Vicar Street, I think.
Okay, so let me just add that to your... give me 3 seconds here. And that is in Falkirk. Okay. And that is FK1. 1LL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roughly what year did you attend CGL?
Well, God, it's 5 years ago maybe, to 2020, 2021 maybe, because obviously a lot of things, I think it was after that.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to CGL, I'm going to get any of the evidence of your, your clinic, right? Why Charlie is, obviously we can pinpoint addiction to past trauma. You know, people hide them away in substances or alcohols or whatever. It just gives, the Scottish readers when they're deliberating on your case, a bit more accurate picture of
just the life.
Yeah, not only you in care, but also probably because of care, Charlie, if that makes sense.
I get that.
You have to take that into consideration. I have got one tough question for you, Charlie. So,
go on.
I apologise in advance, and I am sorry for having touched you this, but have you ever tried to take your own life, Charlie?
Oh, God, I. Two or three times I've tried them.
Okay.
It's been like, even like last evening, I think, just pushed her up and stuff.
Oh, fuck that. And have you ended up in the hospital any of these suicide attempts?
Yes, I was in the hospital just in October there. I had to get it go down in the mental health team. Again, they came out for about a week or something like that, but, you know. Or about a trauma team or something like that, came out of trauma and came, they came out to your house and that. Well, they weren't going to keep them, but I think they...
Okay, so I'm going to write to you that hospital. So I'm going to take that detail off you now, if you don't mind. What hospital was you in?
Forth Valley.
Forth Valley.
And that's in Marlborough. I'm not sure the address on that. Right.
Got it. Okay. And medical, and that was 2025, okay.
Alright,
is your last one.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to write to the local authorities of the care settings you were in.
Right.
Whether that be obviously influencing the likes. I'm also going to, when I get that information back from your planning care, do you want me to share that with you, Charlie?
No, really, no. If that's all right.
Okay, buddy. Yes, well, it's your, information. It's up to you entirely, up to you. I will have to go through it with you, though, at some point.
Oh, you know that? I just sent it. Listen, it's fine.
Are you sure?
Of course, listen. Listen, Spotify, surely, come on.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to do anything that, you know, kicks you off or...
No. But I just do that. If you need to discuss stuff, just tell me what more.
Okay, I'm trying to find me care. Okay. So when I get that back, I'll make copies. I'll send you copies of everything that I get. We'll go through that together, Charlie.
Right.
We'll go through, obviously, each of your care settings, make sure that we've got all the information, all the evidence back. We'll go through your statements for each of your care settings as well. Make sure that you've got absolutely everything in there that you need. And then from there, we'll then do what's called our final submission. So what we'll do is we'll add all your evidence that we gather, so that your mental health records, your, you know, the records from your suicide attempt, the drug addiction, all of your statements, and then all we'll then do is we'll do what's called our final submission. So we'll submit everything to the Scottish Redress, and then we await what's called a panel date, Charlie. Just to let you know what we've done so far is we've put them on notice that we are going to claim. They've recognised your claim.
Right.
They give you an application number. They've recognised MMA as your law firm. And they're awaiting further evidence from us. So,
like
I said, that when we do the final submission, that'll be that.
Right.
The panel day, Charlie, it's a behind closed doors panel. So you don't have to attend. There's no need for us to attend. And then from there, hopefully, we'll get you the recognition that you deserve, and also an offer of financial compensation if you know.
Because I suppose it ends up, because you've got some meditation stuff and all that, it's not a good thing if you come on.
Okay, well look, at any point in this process, you're struggling with your mental health, you let us know and we'll stop and we'll pause the process.
I'll get you.
The pressure on you, this is all done at your pace.
I think it helps if I'll come to help me, generally.
Okay, well look, you've got my number now, my name's Michael. You can pick up the phone and give me a ring and talk to somebody who understands your background.
No, that's fine.
Okay. No, just let you know, Charlie, this isn't a quick turnaround, but it's
probably...
Before we go, I just need to make sure that you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there available to you.
I need
to do that on this recorded call for our compliance team. With me if I'm going over stuff that, you know, Billy's been over with in the past. But just to let you know, Charlie, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use of a law firm to do so. This would obviously entail, if you wish it to, is gathering your own evidence and creating and submitting your own case. But that is an option available to you. Option two, Charlie, is there are other law firms out there in England and Scotland that will help you apply for the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. The reason that they don't or won't charge you fees, Charlie, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government. as part of the government legal fee scheme, where they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins, loses or draws that case. So they get paid anyway. As a fellow law firm in England, I can't legally discuss or go into, you know, what those law firms would do for you, or probably more importantly, Charlie, what they don't do for you. All I can tell you here is that we, as a law firm here at NMA Legal, we don't participate in that government legal fee scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want to hand out the Scottish Government, and we definitely and certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do, Charlie, with our clients like yourself, is enter into a private fee agreement under a no-win, no-fee contract, in which you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. And it's on us, our firm, to go out and gather as much evidence as we possibly can to give you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. Our fee, Charlie, are capped at 15% plus VAT. What that means is, no matter how much time, effort and work goes into a case, you will never be charged more than 16% plus VAT. It nets you out of roughly around about 19.2%. The no fee side of the no win, no fee shot, Charlie, just for peace of mind, is because you've been deemed to be through such emotional hardship, you know, obviously emotional suicide attempts, drug addiction, because of your time and care, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are unsuccessful with your case. So if we don't get you, or if we don't get you compensation, we won't come looking for any fees from yourself. Our insurance firm and our insurance policy will cover our fees or end.
Right.
It's a genuine no win, no fee, Charlie, that's all. Do you want to know the options, Charlie? I've just given you. You signed documentation with us on the 25th of March. That's the agreement that you have with ourselves here at NMA Legal. You have what's called a 14-day cooling off period from that date. That means you have 14 days to change your mind, walk away, rip up the agreement with us, and go pursue this case however which way you want. If you're unaware of the 14-day on the day of signing, I can restart them 14 days from today. Or alternatively, if you're happy with us as a law firm, you're happy with our fees, and you want us to crack on, you have to write away the 14-day cooling off period and we can get the record on your case, but that's entirely up to you, Charlie.
No, that's entirely up to you, Charlie.
You're happy
to
crack on.
Aye.
Charlie, you have my number. My name's Michael. I'm going to be a caseworker now until the very end. If you need anything, give me a call. I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all of my contract details and then the outline and our process. And I'll touch base with you every 3 to 4 weeks, probably 4 to 5 weeks, should I say, either by email or call, just to let you know how I'm getting on. Do you have any questions for me, Charlie?
No, but I'm quite happy with that. So, but I need to go because I've got a alarm too.
Go on, buddy. Go for it. I'll get your alarm, sir.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Bye now.
Right.